This show is not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off. Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation, I'll take the fall, the saints, and across the nation, and it's a sin. The guns, the freaks, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on, let's get it out. Yo, it's me, it's K-A-T.
Welcome to the Wrestlecast, episode 31. Each and every week, we bring together the top minds that I can literally find and have a roundtable discussion about the what is happening in the wrestling industry this week. If you'd like to join us on the conversation, there are three different ways. Follow us at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DSJNP. Or if you want to hear Wayne screw up your email with his great reading skills, you can email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Now, time for the panel. But first, guys, I know you listen to us. I want you to pause the recording. Not yet. Don't do it yet. I want you to vote or rate us on iTunes. Please rate us on iTunes. We have one rating on iTunes. And I will admit this, it's my brother. But I want you to rate us on iTunes. So pause, rate us on iTunes, come back, hit play, have fun. Now, getting to the panel this week, we have Chevy. What is up, Chevy?
Sorry, I was on mute. Nope. Nothing's up. Same as boring. I'm just going to be boring Chevy. No, I'm going to be monotone and you're going to like it.
No good comments this week? Normally you have like, I'm not as funny as Devil Vamp or something like that.
I mean, I don't lie.
Katie, the First Lady, is here with us. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Vamp. How is everybody?
Oh, you know I like it when you call me Vamp.
Yep.
DRG is here, ladies and gentlemen, hot off his interview from the Heavy Hitters podcast.
Yeah, and just joined Twitter. And fun fact, if you search DSJMP on Twitter, you do not get this show.
What are you talking
just
about?
Just so you know.
You're lying.
I went to Twitter and went at DSJMP, and it wasn't there because I forgot the com. And if you put .com, it won't work either because I am a Twitter illiterate person.
DSJNPCOM, ladies and gentlemen. And we have Heavy Set with us. What up, Heavy?
Do you like the sounds of my baritone voice?
I do like the sounds of your baritone voice. And you're at home today, my friend.
Yes.
Congratulations. Nice job on that.
Yes, just so I didn't have to hear you bitching.
Okay, well, you know you don't like to hear me bitching. Wayne is a baker is here, fresh off his work. No nap, came out from a football game, a football game, and he's here.
Soccer.
Oh, and a 16-pound, as in dollar, a 16-pound pizza he just ate.
Yeah, and I feel fat.
You should feel fat. Your legs are fat. You are fat. Rocky Mountain High is here, these elder statesmen that we all bow down to each and every week. What's up, Rocky Mountain High?
It's going to be a mile high, Nick. You'll never forget Rocky Mountain High.
Woo!
Woo! Rocky Mountain High. Working through sound by sound.
It is all coming to you live from Denver.
Can we please play something other than WCW, please? If we're going to play some, play something from WWE, please.
How about New Japan? Then no one will understand
fine.
It.
New Japan's fine. That's fine.
Kata will.
Yeah, that's true. You'll have it memorized.
All right,
I'm
guys.
Doing super. I am still on a high from that NXT special. It was so good.
Okay. Okay,
Way to put that one over there, Vamp.
Yeah.
Way to put it over.
Yeah, I know.
I am excited too, Rocky Mountain. That was a great show. Good. Yeah, that was a good call.
See, we got two men of taste here.
It was good.
I was gonna say, I liked it.
Mm.
Yeah, but you don't count, Wayne.
Okay, let's get into it. Keep, toss, or improve. I'm going to start out this week because I don't have anything to keep, toss, or improve from this week other than the fact that the heart of the Raw is War is on currently right now. I haven't watched it yet. I watched part of the countdown, but Wayne interrupted me because he wanted to cry to me. And so I would recommend the countdown, and I would recommend the new WWE Monday Night Wars, the Heart of War. I think that's what they're calling it, right, Rocky? The Heart of War. It's all about it's all about Bret Hart.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. I am just loving how they're dribbling out these episodes one after the other, not giving us a big heads up as to how many are there. And I'm hoping they're going to have 100 of them.
Fantastic. And then this week of Countdown is the best of Royal Rumble. So that's my keep, toss, my keep, and improve. Both awesome. Can't complain about it. Chevy, keep, toss, or improve, my friend.
I'm going to toss the way they handled Kenta's name on the NXT. I mean, preferably they just call him Kenta, but we know WWE likes to change the name and stuff. But if you're going to do that, just bring him in under the new name. It just seems really bad for them to acknowledge that he's Kenta. And
so what's,
we're changing his name anyways.
What's his new name?
Hideo Itajima or something.
It's like Hayato Itami, something like
that. Yeah, sure. I just called him a Nintendo producer's name.
Nice, you did.
Everybody else gets one chopped down to one name, and they give him two.
Nice job, Katie. That's almost exactly
good
right.
Good point, Rocky.
I think it's. I totally agree. Can't disagree anymore. It was ridiculous to bring him out to beat down the Ascension, which, as bad as they got whooped in their match, they had to come back out to get whooped by a single guy. So now they deserve to be moved up to the main roster?
Yeah, they're moving up. You job on the way out.
Okay.
All right. That's exactly what Paige did, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what Paige did. Well, I think Paige was more of a necessary thing, but Heavy, you have a really good point. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Anybody else want to comment on that?
It made Kenta look super strong in his debut in front of a foreign market that they're trying to reach and get subscriber numbers from. If they would have brought him in and not utilized something like that, they might not have gotten those people that are going, holy crap, WWE's doing good by this guy.
And you can't use the... like a different tag team for that? You can't use the...
Who's stronger than the Ascension?
No one.
Exactly. So what are you going to do? Take the only other established tag team like the Luchador Dragons who just won the belts and have them job out to them?
No, I wouldn't have...
You can't do the Vaudevillains because they're a comedy act.
Again, with the extremes, I would have totally done the Vaudevillains. Vaudevillains are still a strong tag team.
But you're not a Japanese had their time, person though. They're marketing towards.
Ascension have done all their time in NXT. They're now going up. You don't need them to look strong in NXT anymore. You want them now get ready to make them look strong on the main roster.
All right. Okay, I get your point. Rocky, anything to say about that? You're the only one that hasn't commented.
No, I think they're between a rock and a hard place, you know, with those few tag teams as they have.
Okay. All right. Katie, keep toss or improve.
My toss is Cameron back to NXT.
Saw that on Total Divas, right?
Yes, and it works well last night as well because she sucks.
tell us what happened last night that the meme is going all around the internet.
Oh, from Raw, she wrestled Naomi, as everybody saw.
So
and
it's
she,
a, wait, hang on. She wrestled Naomi, her tag, yeah. her old
her
tag
former
team
partner tag that team. Off and on feud that this has been going on.
That they know each other very well.
Yes.
In the ring, they used to spar. We saw them on Total Divas. They used to spar, obviously, normally tag team partners, spar against each other in the independents or when they're being taught, then they become tag team partners because it works very well. They're used to training with each other.
Well, yes, but it's obvious Naomi has more experience physically as much as Cameron.
I don't know about experience, but she definitely...
More athletic,
yes,
I should say.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She's not the typical diva. She's definitely the more athletic of the two.
On Total Divas, basically, she wanted to go back to NXT to, like, improve her skills, which is commendable. She wants to do better.
Yep.
And giving... the situation in the match last night, I think it's much needed, and I think she should go back to NXT. I guess that's a way as an improvement as well.
So what happened last night?
Well, in the match, she did like the split-legged slam on her, and Naomi was on her stomach, and then she kept telling the referee to count, but she was on her stomach.
She did.
So she had to flip her over to get the count. She didn't win, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
She's a little slow.
I just want to say that move that
The submission?
No, not the submission. I enjoy the submission of a lot, but that move in the corner that Naomi does with her.
Oh, with the button, putting her button.
Please let that happen to me one day. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
I think that's an homage to her husband's father, Rikishi, the way he would give a stink face. That was sort of her version.
It's a good point. DRG, anything to say about that?
Yeah, we call that a fish face, not a stink face.
Okay, that's it. That's all you got to say.
The only thing I have to say is for all those people who were so excited last week about how NXT debuted on Raw, just wait. They're sending Cameron to NXT.
Yeah, good luck on that.
It was disappointing to hear.
Heavy set.
Yeah, I didn't even watch Raw this week.
Probably a good idea. Wayne is bigger.
Kate Tossel improve?
No.
No.
What'd you think about the topic we just talked about?
What? Cameron.
Oh, hey, yeah. Yeah, Naomi and Cameron.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Bit of a laugh that the wrestler don't know how an actual match works, but other than that.
Yeah, that's all you got?
What else is there? Come on, tell me.
Was Paige involved in this match?
I was going to. No.
Yeah, then there's nothing left.
Unless Paige is involved, I'm not interested.
All right. Rocky Mountain High, what'd you think about this?
I didn't see Raw once again.
Trust me. Last week, you might want to go back and watch. This week, don't worry about it. Chevy.
I'm just curious why you want her sent to NXT as opposed to just being gone.
Well, I mean, I think she has. Don't get me wrong. I totally enjoy the short skirt and the bloomers underneath the skirt. I really enjoy that. I mean, again, I'm being a pig, but you know.
She already had a WrestleMania moment when her top broke.
When did that happen?
This WrestleMania.
Oh.
Nothing happened because. But she was like able to like hold on to it for the rest of the match.
And she hid basically. Once it broke, she got out of the ring.
She did her like one spot she had to do, and then she got out.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care really. I really don't care. Unless it's like the cat, you know, exposing your boobs. I don't care. DRG, keep toss or improve, my friend.
I've got to. I want to keep Havoc being dominant, and I want to improve the squash of CJ Parker by having him go back away from my television screen.
And explain to us who Havoc is, and is his new name, please.
His new name?
Yeah, you said CJ Parker.
CJ Parker. CJ Parker is the guy who was on the NXT TakeOver that came out and got squashed in like. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes flat. I can't remember who the guy was.
Byron. Wayne, what's his name?
Huh?
Tom Phillips. Yeah, we are well prepared right now. Thank you, Google Plus.
Yes, thank you, Google Plus, so much.
Tom Phillips?
No, not Tom Phillips, Wayne.
Jesus Christ.
I'm keeping all right, this
anyways,
shit in.
The whole point was CJ Parker got squashed. I'm very happy about that because CJ Parker
Wayne.
Is worth to me.
Wayne, CJ Parker got squashed by who on NXT TakeOver?
That bloke with a B name. I thought I can remember.
Byron
something. Fucking hell. I'm going to kill
that. That wasn't the most important squash match.
No, that was my favorite squash match. I didn't say it was
I'm a most... lot. I mean, you'd rather have CJ Parker get squashed than Mojo Rawley.
I hate CJ Parker.
I'm the other way. I'm not that I'm a big CJ Parker fan, but I just can't stand Mojo.
Well, the way that CJ Parker squash match is it put across a new talent with a killer finisher move and made him look dominant on a debut for NXT.
CJ Parker brought his planet saving crusade to NXT TakeOver and faced Byron Corbin on WWE Network to get complete results here. So if you want to get complete results, whatever. But in other words, it was a complete squash match, like four moves. This Byron Corbin guy looked awesome.
He did. It made him look like a dominant force, which is what they wanted to do. And I hope to God that CJ Parker does not appear back on NXT television or anywhere else. I do not like that guy. But Havoc debuting and just completely walking down, interrupting a calendar segment reveal, taking the title away after she demolished Gail Kim and Brittany, and then going back and having her come out later on when Gail got the title back, and she stood there, picked up two male security guards, choke slammed one, got rid of the other one, and stacked the bodies. That was a real, real cool moment.
Wayne, you have anything to say about that? You know, TNA.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Wayne. What? You're lying. Wayne, right now, you're lying. Wayne, pay the fuck attention to what your friends are saying.
He's in a picture.
Whoa.
Are you looking at porn, Wayne?
No.
No, he's looking at
me. You sure or not? You sure?
I'm good.
There's a difference.
He's giving himself a page turner, if you want to.
He's looking at wedding cakes, which is basically porn to him.
Because DRG just talked about TNA, and he would like some feedback. And I figured, you know, you being the next TNA
give me a
guy,
quick rundown.
He just did.
I did.
Don't say anything, DRG. Don't say anything.
Listening. It's a key part of being on a podcast.
Is listening. Listen. Wayne?
Sorry. I'm hanging my head in shame.
You should be hanging your head in shame. Have you
God,
said?
I hate to listen to Second Shift this week.
For real, right? Heavy set. Keep toss or improve. I'm sorry, DRG. Wayne's just. Oh wait, Chevy. Anything to say about that?
She's been awesome in TNA. I mean, I know it's a very limited sample size, but she did great work on the indies that I went back and saw. And it's just nice to have a female monster on TV. I mean, this is the first one I could think of besides Awesome Kong / Karma.
Lady Tapa.
No.
Alpha tried
female.
To be.
Alpha Female did better than Lady Tapa did.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, that's something good. So it's yeah. Alpha Female actually reminds me of Jessica Havoc.
Yeah.
I would count Alpha Female if she'd ever worked an actual contract, not just handshake deal for two shows.
But the thing is, I'm not 100% sure if Havoc has a contract.
Yeah, she does. They
you saw a
2-year deal, if I remember right.
I mean,
she has a what?
2-year deal, if I remember right. It was something in between the one night only tapings and when they finally decided that they were going to bring her in. They signed her because John Gubrick or whatever put out it wasn't a tweet. It was one of those little things that got spread about the clickbait sheets.
Wayne, you got something to say now?
So I was trying. Everyone just kept speaking over
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay. Well, you had your chance, but you didn't listen to anybody.
I'll speaking over silence.
But, no, I was just going to say, obviously they're going in with the top with Gail Kim to make her look strong and everything, but it don't that give her, like, no more room to maneuver into getting more dominant in the company? Do you know what I mean? Where does she go after Gail Kim?
She goes through the entire division one by one by one until Gail Kim or Taryn Terrell, which is more than likely going to be the option, rises against hate and never gives up and perseveres through everything else to win her first Knockouts title.
Hustle, loyalty, respect.
but on a serious note, if you're TNA, I mean, don't worry about where your star is going to be in a year. You need to be making as much noise as possible right now.
Yep, absolutely.
And Skippy. So, yeah, those are my two. Thanks for the opinions, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Heavy set. Keep toss or improve, my friend. Oh, my acquaintance.
I really don't have anything.
Neither do I.
I didn't watch Raw. I'm trying to catch up on the second season of Total Divas. That's pretty much it. And I've been
Takeover 2?
Yeah, did you see Takeover?
No, I'm not going to watch anything while I'm not home. I just got home, like, not that long ago, and I'm leaving out again tomorrow.
I got you. Takeover.
Did you get kidnapped while you were in Laredo?
Takeover's pretty good.
No, I did not get kidnapped while I was in Laredo. And, of course, Takeover's good. I don't need a breakdown of, like, oh, it's going to be good. Like, it's something that it's, like, on my list of stuff to watch. So is everything for the Monday Night War on the WWE Network that you can get for only $9.99. But I'm not going to watch it until I get a chance.
I got you. I feel you, man. I feel you. You know, you're a trucker. You're doing your job. I got you, man.
So what did you listen to while you're on the road?
What do I listen to?
Wait.
What did you listen to? You listen to the DSJMP that you can find at Twitter @DSJMPcom? Follow us and you can listen.
Oh my god.
His posthumous thing now.
I have lost control this week. I am literally losing control as I
Second
speak.
Shift's the thing if you feel like torturing yourself.
Wayne, what would you like to talk about? Keep tossing and prove. This is all about you, buddy, right now. You don't have to listen to anybody. This is your topic.
Thank you. Makes it more bearable. I'm going to keep James Storm with his weird sexual assault shed that he's got.
The sex shed.
Do I have to play something? Or no? Am I good?
No. That thing's just creepy.
Okay. It's not that it's not that creepy. I watched the video. It's not that creepy.
Sorry, the idea of a grown man being tied to a chair in the middle of the woods with a cowboy from the backwoods of Tennessee holding you hostage, that's pretty scary to me, dude. I've watched Wrong Turn. I know what those inbred hybrids do.
Oh, that's awesome.
DRG, you got to remember, it's really hard to get rid of your disbelief when you're just a hater.
You know, I live not 3 hours away from where they filmed Deliverance. Not that scary.
Squeal like a pig.
Thank you, Rob.
That explains a
not
lot.
Not that scary.
Tell you I'm what, saying, we're gonna take Devil Vamp in the middle of nowhere, Texas, and tie him up and see how.
Not
we're
Texas.
Like...
Not Texas.
Oh, you're
Texas.
Bringing him here?
Not Texas.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is definitely middle of nowhere.
He said Tennessee. He said Tennessee, not Texas.
Better, even worse, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Wow. The place is bad.
Anything else, Wayne? You want to say?
Plus, all of our fans in West Virginia. Good job, guys.
Teehee. Wayne?
Right. Sorry. no, not really. I just didn't think that was a very good week of wrestling at all. So, toss the whole week and start again.
Okay. Were you a tosser?
He's a toss. Did you not watch TakeOver 2?
He's a tosser.
Yeah, I watched TakeOver 2, but you've all lot talked about it, yeah? So, do you want me to go on for 5 minutes?
Exactly, we will talk about TakeOver 2 in a minute. Oh, my fucking God. Fuck all of you. We will talk about TakeOver 2 in a minute. Rocky Mountain High. Keep tosser improved. Jesus Christ.
Well, the only thing I watched two things: the Monday Night War thing and the TakeOver 2, and they were both keepers. So for me, I had no takeaways.
All right. So, in other words, it would be this for you.
I fucking hate you.
The only thing I missed about that is that I can't wait to see Dean Ambrose back.
That was brought to you by Wayne is a Baker. If you'd like to comment on that, you're more than welcome to. Is Wayne is a Baker on Twitter. It's literally Wayne is a Baker on Twitter.
Who's eating a candy?
That's heavy set. He eats candy. That's what he does. He's heavy set.
That's his gimmick.
Yeah, it's his gimmick. He's fucking huge. He's a fat ass.
It actually eased the pain of having to listen to that drivel.
Kata, I apologize, Kata. I can't tell you how much I apologize. That's Wayne all the way, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not fucking apologizing.
No. That is Wayne is IS Baker, BAKER on Twitter.
Well, no, fuck Kata. Play it again.
WWE Network for just.
No.
No. Turn that off. Turn it off right now. Turn it off. I'm a
boo
fucking
this
boot
man.
Your ass off. All right. I got to find our results. Give me 1 second. I don't know. Talk about something.
So, Wayne, how you doing? You listening? Yeah. You suck, just so you know.
What?
I really, really hate you because my ears hurt. I purposely fast-forwarded every time that stupid thing came on.
Before I go any further into this abortion this week, have you said... You haven't seen TakeOver.
That is correct.
Okay. Woman's title. Who are you going for?
For TakeOver?
Yes.
Charlotte. I know the results.
Charlotte. Oh, you do know the results.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, then forget it. Spoilers. All right. Let's go. All right. NXT TakeOver Woman's title. Wayne was correct.
Boom.
Wayne's always correct. That man DRG... has a keen mind despite appearances.
No, he doesn't. DRG was correct. Katie was correct.
I got all my predictions right, so you didn't even need to tell me.
Wow, Katie. No, seriously? I did not. And Vamp was correct.
That would be you.
That would be me. Fatal, the tag titles. Wayne was incorrect. Chevy was correct.
Was I?
Yes, you were. You said yes, Ascension.
You went for Ascension.
You went for Ascension.
Fair enough.
Chevy was correct.
You wrote me down wrong. I picked Ascension.
You did pick Ascension?
Because he kept complaining about Sin Cara getting a title. Sin
freaking Cara.
Oh, yeah, but I thought you changed your mind.
I forgot that it's basically a new wrestler because they replaced the person playing Sin Cara, so now they're bringing that individual through NXT.
DRG was correct.
I was wrong. I picked Ascension.
All right, then I must have flipped it. Okay. Wayne was correct. DRG was wrong. Chevy was wrong. Katie was correct.
Haha.
Vamp was wrong.
We're used to that.
Yeah, I know. I was right the first time.
This is news.
Rocky Mountain High. You didn't even know who was fighting Rocky. Don't even give me a shit. Fatal four-way. Neville retained. Wayne said Breeze. He was wrong.
First time
who
for
the
everything.
Fuck is playing something in the background? Thank you. I knew it was heavy too. Chevy.
Why could you hear it through the speakers?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wait till I can bypass it through the screen.
Chevy was 100% correct. DRG was wrong. He said Breeze.
Yeah, screw baby Ziggler.
Katie was 100% correct.
And she I don't said even Neville. Watch that much. So
Vamp was wrong. He said Breeze. RMH, who didn't even know who was fighting, said Neville, and he was right. So our pay-per-view results so far is Wayne with 2, DRG with 1, Katie with 3, Vamp with 1, Chevy with 1, RMH with 1, Heavy with none.
Whoa. When did NXT become a pay-per-view?
I consider a pay-per-view.
Because you pay for the network for only $9.99?
Because it's a special event.
But
it's not a pay-per-view. It
doesn't matter.
TNA gets shit for doing this stuff like No Surrender that's coming out on free television, so it's a free-for-view.
If you want it, if you want... I didn't ever say
it's a special event.
If it's a special event, if you want
it... But it's not a pay-per-view, according to internet fans.
Hang on. Calm down, DRG. No one's attacking TNA here.
I'm just trying to liven up this podcast, man.
You're livening up with violence.
So wait. What you're saying is that I'm in the lead?
Yes, you win. Katie wins.
Leave it to the girl to break it down just to be like, look, what it comes down to, motherfuckers, is I have the golden ring. That's what it comes down to.
Never doubt the first lady.
Okay.
Nothing
DRG, shut the fuck up, Wayne. DRG, if you want...
You're supposed to come second. You're a man.
DRG, if you want us to do a TNA roundup or whatever you want to call it, pay-per-view, special event, whatever you want to call it, you're more than welcome to bring it up.
No, if we did that, it would be for like Bound for Glory, and y'all wouldn't know half the people on that card. So,
I'll tell you what. How many weeks do we have to Bound for Glory?
Four weeks.
4 weeks, okay?
It's like 3 or 4, one or the other. I can't remember.
4 weeks. I will watch 4 weeks until Bound for Glory.
So you're really? Actually going to watch TNA?
I'm actually going to watch TNA.
Do you know how many times you've told me that and it hasn't happened yet?
I
honestly feel like I'm going to believe you this time.
Rocky, I know you're 1-0 in your picks. You've only had 1 pick, Rocky.
DRG is going to rage when they have the matches DRG. Between Wrestle 1 stars.
DRG, wait and see what happens at the Night of Champions.
I promise you that I will watch TNA up into Bound for Glory, and I will watch Bound for Glory.
Okay, well, on Wednesday, you will see No Surrender, which is not a pay-per-view. It is a free-per-view.
So is that that's like a special event?
It is a special event. Okay. Yes, it was just like NXT TakeOver. It's not a pay-per-view. It's a special event.
Okay. I will watch it. I'll watch it. No, not anyway, Katie. I'll watch it. I have no problem watching it.
Bam. The only reason why I'm giving you shit about this is because you said it was a pay-per-view prediction. And my contention it wasn't a pay-per-view.
Obviously, NXT wasn't
the only
on pay-per-view.
Thing I was trying to get across.
I understand that. I understand that. But we can include NXT in this. I mean, TNA in this. It's not a problem. No, you're not. Shut up, Rocky. This is important. He's converting someone to TNA. It's important. Okay, moving on. So Katie's in the lead with three. Here we go. Night of Champions. Divas title, AJ Lee versus Nikki and Paige. Chevy, what do you say?
I'm going to say Paige. It's time for them to stop flipping the title every show and let someone do something with the belt.
Okay. Katie, the first lady, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm going to say Paige as well. I'm scared that Nikki might get it and nothing happens with AJ and Paige after this, but I really want Paige to win.
All right. DRG?
I'm going to try to not let my fanboy convince me that Paige should keep it and say Nikki gets it so they can move the Divas title into the Brie and Nikki storyline.
First Nikki we got, ladies and gentlemen. Heavy set.
Nikki.
Second Nikki we have, ladies and gentlemen. Heavy set, you want to give us a little clue why you say Nikki? $9.99. That's why you say Nikki.
Did that come in clear?
No, not even close.
No, not at all.
Not even close. I heard it, but nobody else did. DRG. I mean, heavy set. Why? Why Nikki?
It's kind of like what DRG said. I have the same thought. They're going to move the Divas title away from the feud.
Okay. Wayne is bigger.
I really want to say my lovely Paige, but it's going to be Nikki.
Nikki. Wow, that's a lot of people for Nikki so far. Rocky Mountain High.
I would love for it to be anybody but Nikki, but if you look at all the TV time they're giving this idiot and, you know, the almost certain future storyline, I mean, they almost have to do this. And Hang it's on. Depressing, but it's how it's going to go.
Okay.
Can I just add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyone else get the feeling of Daniel Bryan, but with Brie?
What?
No. They're different. I'm just wondering why y'all don't think that Brie's going to run into the match and cost the match for Nikki.
I don't see that happening at all.
I think she'll be involved somehow.
You do, Katie?
There's no point in her being involved unless she costs the match for Nikki.
All right. Would you like to, you have... You have, let's see, Chevy, you have 1 point to wager. Would you like to wager a point on that?
I didn't know we were doing a wager system.
Sure, we can do a wager system.
How much? Sure.
You want? Okay. Chevy wants to wager Chevy.
Whatever.
Whatever. 1 point on Brie running. Okay. Katie, you have 3 points.
I want to wager a point.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that Brie gets involved, but she sort of inadvertently costs Nikki the title, like not meaning to.
So what? What? What?
Are you trying to say she Katie. Accidentally gets the title to Nikki?
No, she inadvertently costs her the title, like without trying.
So Brie does a
You're
run-in.
Saying Brie's going to try to help Nikki?
No, I'm saying she'll be involved in the match. But she'll still cost Nikki the title without really doing it. Like, she'll cost someone else in the match.
So why would she...
I'm confused.
I'm super confused.
Well, that's why I'm saying.
Why would she run in unless she was trying to hurt Nikki?
That's what I was thinking, too.
You realize that it's her points to wager, so whatever she's going to do, it might be beneficial just to let her do it.
No, I'll let her do it. I just don't understand. Like, I need to write down something, so I don't understand what she's saying. So you think Bree's going to run in... And do what? Like, exactly, do what? Like, trip she'll Paige or trip AJ or trip Nikki or what?
Yeah, I don't think she'll cost Nikki the title. I think she'll cost either AJ or Paige the match.
But you said they'll get Paige is going to win.
Yeah, but she'll cost, like, AJ. Like, she'll trip AJ or something, okay. And Nick Paige will pinch AJ.
That's the only reasonable thing you have left. So, like, you saying she's going to trip AJ.
Yeah.
Or do something to AJ.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay. Katie, that was... Ooh, okay.
It's dealing with women. What do you want?
Okay. Anybody else want to wager some points on a run-in?
No, but I want to wager a point that the Divas title is the only one to change hands on this pay-per-view.
Okay. DRG.
Going big.
You know you only have 1 point, right?
Yeah, I don't care. Okay. That's right. What I'm wagering. After this pay-per-view, I'll have more points.
On Diva only switch.
This is going to be out of hand okay. by the end of the year.
No, we're good. Brie running against Paige.
Whose line is it anyway?
It's exactly what it is.
Points don't matter.
Points don't matter. Heavy set. Okay, let me start from the top. Chevy, U.S. title. You got Cesaro or Mr. Sheamus?
Hey, are we using the weighted scale that I proposed, or are we just want everything's worth 1 point?
Everything's worth 1 point right now. Right now.
Okay.
We're starting now. Right now. Everything's worth 1 point. If we change Sheamus. It later, we'll change it. Sheamus. Okay. Sheamus. Katie, the first lady, Sheamus, or Cesaro?
I'll say Sheamus wins, but I want to say that Cesaro will do the swing on Sheamus.
Well,
you've already wagered your point, ma'am.
Right.
She's got two more, but I'm not. I'm not taking that.
That feels like too easy of a wager.
DRG, like, I know. DRG,
it's like saying I wager that John Cena will do that. You can't see.
This is the first time we're doing this. I'm going to go easy. This time.
You can't see me wager.
You can't take like almost guarantees as a wager.
Yeah,
I'm wagering that there will be a Titantron.
I'm wagering there'll be more than 60,000 fans in the stands. DRG. Sheamus, Cesaro.
Sheamus. I'm predicting there's only one title change, being the Divas, so I mean Sheamus would retain.
Okay. Heavy set.
Sheamus.
Sheamus. Wow. Wayne is a beggar.
I might as well go different and try and get points down that avenue, so I'll go Cesaro.
Cesaro.
Also, back to what you said, DRG.
Rocky Mountain High.
The fucking echo coming from?
Let me see. Not from me. Probably from you, actually. Your speakers?
No.
Yep.
Am I echoing?
Nope. Yeah, you're echoing through Heavy's speakers.
So that means it would be you, Vamp, that it's echoing through.
It can't. I have my headphones on. It's not echoing to me.
Anyway, I have my headphones on, too.
Heavy set. Go ahead. You're saying Heavy set?
I was saying, going back to what DRG said about like who's lying anyway, or everything's made up and the points don't matter. You got to realize, in England, the points did matter on their version.
Yeah, and that was a lot funnier too.
You're right, the points didn't matter, and it was a lot funnier. You're both right on that.
Just fuck that one.
Rocky Mountain High.
English one sucked.
Sheamus, Cesaro, U.S. title.
Yeah, as much as I love Cesaro and would love to see him get a push, it would be astonishing to me if they, you know, after 6 months of burying or at least shoving him to the side, all of a sudden they turn up the flame. It'd be great if it happened, but I don't think it will.
I'm going to have to agree with Rocky Mountain High on this one. Shame as it is. Next up, Rusev, Mark Henry, Chevy.
It's got to be Rusev.
Rusev. Katie, the first lady.
I'll say Rusev as well. And this is not like a point thing, but a bold prediction. Lana will be wearing pants.
Okay. And she'll have big boobs. DRG.
Rusev!
Rusev!
Crush!
Rusev crush it is. Heavy set?
Rusev.
Rusev. Wayne is bigger.
Lana!
Rusev. Rocky Mountain High.
Yeah, Rusev for sure.
Okay. I am going for Mark Henry. I'm saying this is Mark Henry's first go at the WWE Championship.
He was a champion at one time.
No, he was never a WWE champion. He was the world champion.
You think he needs this to springboard into the title picture?
I do believe so. I think he's going to take this and he's going to springboard into the title picture. John Cena is going to lose, and then Mark Henry is going to jump in.
Hey, Vamp.
That's my guess. What?
How brave are you?
I'm pretty brave. I've also been drinking, so.
You want to risk?
Brave or pretty stupid.
Hey, Wayne, shut up. Let me finish. Hey, do you want to risk every point that you earn from every pay-per-view that we do that Mark Henry does not get the title by the end of 2014?
Oh, no. No. You're talking crazy. You can balk all you want. You're talking craziness right now.
Yeah, so. T-Mac would have done it.
No. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. I doubt it.
Mark Henry can just show up and slam someone if he wants to be in the title picture.
Okay. I'm putting it out there. Whatever. Tag titles. Chevy.
I'm going to go Usos.
Usos. Okay. Katie, the first lady.
Dusty's Dust.
Dust. D-R-G.
This is the only one that scared me when I made that prediction because I can see Gold Star getting it, but I'm going to go with Usos.
Usos. Heavy set.
Dusty's Dust.
Dusty's Dust. Wow, this is becoming a split. Wayne is bigger.
Usos.
Usos. Rocky Mountain High.
Dust to Dust.
Holy shit, this worked out well. And I am actually going to go with Dust. So we have Usos, Dust, Usos, Dust, Usos, Dust, Dust.
I want Dust to get it, but I think it's going to be the Usos ready for when the Ascension come in.
Well,
but
then why did you say something? Why'd you say something?
I agree, Wayne.
I'm just saying, I want it to be the Dust, but it's going to be the Usos, Wayne.
IC titles. Miz versus...
IC titles?
IC title, sorry. I apologize. IC title. Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Well, Miz and Sandow. Well, Miz and Miz. What do they call him?
Mizdow.
Mizdow, thank you. Mizdow versus Dolph and R. Dolph.
R. Ziggler.
R. Ziggler, sorry. R. Zig.
I don't even watch WWE and I know that.
R. Zig. Chevy.
It's got to be Dolph Ziggler. Dolph. He had a decent moment at SummerSlam, and it kind of ruined the momentum he got.
Katie, the first lady.
Ziggler.
Dolph. DRG.
Gotta be Miz.
Miz, my man.
You know, he's the champion. I'm predicting only one title champion.
No, Dolph is the champion.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay, then Dolph.
Okay. I was about to say, you know. I was just about to tell you, Dolph is the champion. Heavy set.
I'm here to show the world, Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph? Holy shit. This is scary. This means Dolph's going to lose. Wayne is bigger.
Because that can't have the feud go on for another month. It's got to be Dolph.
Dolph.
Oh, it's the WWE. They can make it go on.
Look at Jericho still in there. Rocky Mountain High.
Miz. I think there's a lot of people behind the scenes in WWE management who have been choking on Ziggler, being where he is, and I think they just want to smack him back down.
Difference in having Miz at that point? Yeah.
I really don't think there's any difference with the management between Dolph and Miz. I think they could pass the IC title back and forth until the end of time, and they'll be happy. I don't think they care either way.
Yeah, but Dolph is three times the talent that Miz is, and there had to be some personal animosity or something pushing him down.
This is the one
because they're both from Ohio.
Well, that explains a lot.
This is the one match I just don't know, honestly. I don't know. It could go either way because it's an IC title. I just don't know. I'm gonna go with Dolph. I'm gonna go with Dolph retains, which means the Miz is gonna get it. Jericho versus Orton. I know most people don't care, but Chevy, real quick.
I was gonna ask if we had to watch it.
I don't. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have to watch it.
It's got to be Jericho jobbing on the way out. So Randy Orton.
Orton, Katie.
Yeah, Orton. Go back to being a rock star, Jericho.
DRG?
I like Orton.
Orton? Have you set?
Piss break.
Piss break. P for piss break. Wayne is bigger.
No, I got to put it down a real pick.
Okay.
I got to... Orton.
Orton. Wayne is bigger.
Orton, can I wager a point on that, please?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Randy Orton wears pants.
You want to wager an extra point on Orton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy money, mate. Easy money. Dollar.
You mean pound?
Are you really? Did you become really Wayne is a baker the Asian?
Add extra points on the matches?
Yeah, if you want to. If you really want to. He's got 2 points to wager.
You could have told us that rule from the beginning.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my points off of Brie Bella and put it on Randy Orton.
You're the ones that jumped in. Oh,
I'm quiet in the background like a ninja.
Chevy, you want to cancel your? Are you? Did you eat more Chinese than I thought you did today? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Who?
He's like easy money, Odin.
Are you trying to say he's turning Asian?
He That's is weird. Turning Asian. Wait, are you Ant? Wait, is Ant here?
No.
No, okay, fine. I won't copy Wade exactly, and I'm going to put my extra point on the championship match.
Okay, all right, I'll wait on that. Right now you're on Brie running.
This really is the John Cena pick game because it's Ruckfuls.
This is. Rocky Mountain High. Jericho Orton.
Oh, Orton for sure. You think Orton. About it.
Holy
Orton's
shit.
Orton's been a little bit pushed down lately, and they got to bring him up, especially with, you know, Lesnar going to be coming on in the next few months and stuff.
God damn it. All
they're going
to
keep Orton up near the top.
Orton. All right, I'm going Orton. Fuck it. I hope fucking Jericho wins. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns.
You mean Seth versus Rollins?
Just shut up, Katie. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. Chevy.
I'm going to go with the golden boy, Reigns.
Reigns. Katie, the first lady.
I'll say Reigns. Ambrose will be back.
Reigns. DRG. I'll
say Reigns because Ambrose is coming back on Monday Night Raw.
Reigns. Heavy set.
Reigns, believe that.
Every time he says that, I want to smack him in the face.
Can I wager an extra point on believe that?
That he's going to say it at one point tonight? No. Wayne is bigger.
Reigns.
Rocky Mountain High?
I'm going to throw a dart at the board and go the other way.
I am too. Seth Rollins. Last but not least, title shot. Chevy.
Yeah, I'm picking Brock, and since I'm allowed to put my extra point there, I'm putting it on Brock.
Extra point on Brock. Okay. D. Katie, the first lady. Yeah, I know. Tricked you.
Brock.
Brock. DRG.
I can't see Brock losing.
Brock.
So Brock Lesnar.
Heavy set.
It's Brock.
Wayne is a beggar.
Brock. Lesnar.
Rocky Mountain High.
Barack.
Holy shit. All of us have Brock.
Just be glad nobody said Great Khali's getting
anybody involved. Want to wager any points before I move on?
This reminds me of John's. The Undertaker.
Undertaker, yeah, I know.
I'm going to cheer for John Cena so the IWC sets itself on fire.
All right, so right now, before moving into the Night of Champions, Wayne is at 2, DRG is at 1, Katie, the First Lady, is at 3, Vamp is at 1, Chevy's at 1, RMH is at 1, and Heavyset is at 0. So,
if I don't know this is an official picks game, I would have put in my picks last week.
Okay. Well, that's yours. DSJNP audio biography this week is DRG. In case you guys didn't hear him, he is on the Heavy Hitters Network, right? That's what his network's called? The Heavy Hitter Network?
Yeah, it's very creative, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, he's on the Heavy Hitter podcast. If you guys don't look him up, please, because DRG is on it this week. He talks good stuff about DSJNP and Second Shift. Please check him out. Very informative. I didn't know where your DRG name came from. Now I do. And I didn't know you were a born-again Christian. Now I do. And now I know why you like my buddy's music.
you did not know that.
I didn't.
You had a conversation about atheism off air.
I didn't. No, seriously, I didn't know that.
He's a white Texan. It's a pretty safe assumption.
That is true. Yeah. That's very true. That's very true, Chevy.
No. He's from Midland, Texas, of George and Laura Bush. So come on.
Okay, that's another thing. That's very true. But I also didn't know you had a bunch of drug issues and stuff. That's really cool. So tell us about yourself. Come on.
My name is DRG. I'm a recovering wrestling addict.
No, you're a current
wrestling
addict. You're a current wrestling addict. There's no recovery.
I've been abusing the system since I was about 2 years old, and it was just a family thing. You know, I saw my grandfather, which led to my great, you know, my dad, and my dad passed along to me, and I've coped well since. You know, I've made the choice not to fall into the more hardcore stuff like sports entertainment and solely to the good pure stuff like actual wrestling.
Now I've heard that you've driven hours and hours just to get a hit of wrestling.
Yes, that is true, and it was not nice. There were times that we literally got thrown out of arenas, and I went into convulsions because what had happened is we weren't getting the product that we wanted, and my cousin who was with me at the time, he threw a Coke and hit Terry Taylor, the Red Rooster, in the head with the Coke, and then my older cousin grabbed his and threw it, and we almost got kicked out of the arena, and that's actually a true story.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. No. What can I say? I've got a Texas family. I have a great grandfather that was hardcore into old school USWA, WCCW, NWA, AWA. Pretty much everything that we watched was everything but WWE or WWF at the time. Like, I got to see a little bit of like Bruno Sammartino and Bob Backlund and some of their stuff because he had these old VHSs that he would play all the time. And at family events, we would all the cousins, because I've got a big family, real, real big family. And all of us cousins would get there and we'd wrestle around and have our own matches. And, you know, one of us would be Macho Man jumping off the couch doing elbow drops. And the other one would be some George the Animal Steel or whoever my grandfather named us off to be. That's who the role that we were playing that day. And we'd put on matches until USWA would come on. And then I get to see JEFFJARRET. For the most part, I've been a real big fan forever and a day, lived through a lot of good stuff from like old school WCW. I actually spent some time the other day going back and watching like a Magnum TA because he was one of my favorites, absolute favorites growing up. And watch some of his stuff just to remember how talented he was before he had his motorcycle accident. Big fan of the Von Erichs. You know, as you can see in GroupMe, I've got that Von Erich, was it Von Erich equals Texas Pride sign from Slammiversary this year, because I've always, that family had one of the biggest travesties in professional wrestling history. And as much as, you know, you see like with the Owen Hart and then Bret Hart having a stroke, just to see a family that had so many potential talents just either kill themselves or die from drugs or die from motorcycle crashes or something, it's interesting. But
okay,
I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm a real laid back, easy kind of guy.
I guess I should come up with some GMP
because it's a lot of fun.
I guess I should come up with some fucking questions, but I really don't care about it. I mean,
I talk a
shitload. Yeah, we helps. Know. Trust me. Any fans in this podcast?
If this is going to be like 3 hours.
Knows how much you talk. All right, give us your favorite wrestler.
Ooh, that's hard.
Right, you can give us it now or in the past or whatever.
I'll give you my current favorite wrestler, and I've been a fan of his since I first saw him in 2002, and that's AJ Styles. Anything the guy does in the ring is just amazing to me. But as a little kid growing up, I mean, everybody has the Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart debate. I was a Sting fan. Out of Shawn Michaels or Bret Hart, I would watch Sting and his flat top surfer going batshit crazy. And for what everybody thinks about him not being a wrestler, I suggest they look up him and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Rick Rude and Steve Austin from old school WCW days, because the guy could work back in the day.
Okay. And then give us your favorite movie.
Favorite movie? Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. And favorite music?
I had to change that on the Heavy Hitters pod because apparently everybody loves Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, I heard. You can keep it.
Really? Shawshank. I love that movie, but I thought I was in the minority.
No, Rocky, you are not in the minority on that. Not at all. Most of my
actually, if you look at it, that movie in The Green Mile, anything that Stephen King wrote that wasn't actually horror was really, really, really good. And my mom was an English teacher, so growing up, I was real big. I had to read every day after school, regardless if I had homework or not. And so I got real big into reading books, and I started reading some of Stephen King's stuff, and I didn't really like it until I found, you know, books like Shawshank and Green Mile.
Most of my friends say that their favorite movie is Shawshank. Most of them do.
Why does this sound like a repeat to me? Oh yeah, that's right.
and then give me your favorite video game.
Favorite video game, yeah. Old school is Mega Man 2, because that game was friggin' amazing.
The game is so hard.
I loved it when I was little. Currently, I don't do like Call of Duty or any of those. I'm playing like Watch Dogs right now, which is a really, really interesting one.
It's all right.
favorite wrestling era? Gosh. I like a lot of the old 70s stuff from the territory days, but I think the 80s had a lot of things that weren't. If you go back and watch a lot of 80s wrestling right now, and I talked about this the other day, people like Mr. Perfect on a lower extent whenever he was doing his stuff with his dad, but also like Roddy Piper and Arn Anderson, those guys were top-tier talent. But they were never able to make it to the top of the card because the people and the cards that were on top there were so unmovable. It's amazing if you see how many different talents ran through that era that should or could be top stars these days if wrestling hadn't changed. It's really cool to go back and see.
All right. Give me your favorite co-host of the DSJMP podcast.
Favorite co-host of the DSJMP?
You jump back and forth with. You can't say yourself.
A.H. Walker.
You're lying.
No, I'm serious. That dude makes me laugh every time I hear him. He cracks me up.
He's not that funny.
He's funny to me, and that's the only thing that matters.
Fair enough. That's fair. All right. And then give me, Rocky says, and what about wrestling moves / archetypes do you miss that are gone now? Because Rocky's old, so he... he misses the 70s.
I miss a lot of the way that people like the like Minnesota Wrecking Crew or a couple of them old-time guys would design matches to build hot tags, because I like tag team wrestling. I think it's really intricate how well those guys choreograph matches. But whenever you look at the way that old school 80s and 70s tag teams were, is they used to build the hot tag by Ole Anderson taking a body part and isolating it and beating on it, tagging in and out with Arn, and they just go back and forth working on this one body part. And finally, whenever you thought that the tag was about to be made to get the fresh guy in, and nope, it was taken away so they could isolate that body part again. They don't utilize that kind of stuff. That's why I was bragging on Magnus and Bram the other day, because they had a port in the match where they came around the corner and Magnus pulled the feet out from underneath his tag partner, and it delayed that tag a little bit more. So whenever you did get the other person in, it made it that much more, the crowd popped that much louder because they were so ready to see it. That kind of stuff is what I miss a lot whenever it comes to wrestling. Like, and I have to say this, I went back and watched Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert versus Arn Anderson, and the match was called by a young Jay Ross and a Gordon Sully. I miss Gordon Sully's kind of commentary because he was a straight man, true and through. The people like Michael Cole and this Todd Phillips that Kata and other people are raving about, yeah, they call some moves in the matches, but they don't call the match. They still put over all the stuff that they're being told.
I was about to say, you know why. I mean, you know why.
I don't blame them for it. It's the stuff being fed to them in the ear. But those guys didn't have anybody feeding anything to them in the ear outside of who was going to win the match.
Yeah.
And they made it work in such an intricate. The story was told by the wrestlers in the ring, and the angle was told by the commentary team outside of it. I miss that aspect of wrestling.
All right, cool, DRG. We'll hear more from DRG in a later coming weeks. Next week is going to be Katie, the first lady. Oh, yeah. So moving on, Wayne, what's going on with your water cooler this week? I know I said color.
Yeah, watercolor. I was wanting to know if we were going to paint over the
Google freaking autocorrect.
No, that's bullshit. I went out and bought watercolors, damn it. I've got a canvas. And
well, then start painting, bitch, because it's going to be a minute.
I bought food coloring, damn it.
Well, you can start painting with those because I live in South Carolina. Send them to me when you want. I'll post them on the website. Oh, wait. I don't have a website. Oh, too bad. Wayne is
that
a beggar.
That old .com thing, right?
I know, right? Wayne is a beggar.
Here we go. Right.
Oh, my God.
Water cooler time.
Can we hear you? Can you come to the mic, please?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Me.
Poor guy, he had to pull his hands out of his pants.
I know, right?
Right, here we go. These are rumors. I'm just reporting. They're not necessarily my opinion or I think they're going to happen or whatever. So we'll just read them out and we'll see what the group think, if they're going to happen or obvious or whatever. So first one, Apparently, there's been talk of a pair and Tyler Breeze with The Miz when he's called up to the main roster, giving Miz a legitimate stable that would be called his entourage.
No, not Tyler.
I could see it.
I could see it, but not Tyler.
Yeah.
It could work.
Who better than Tyler?
Dolph?
Sandow. Dolph, there you go, Dolph, Sandow. I think we're... Rocky, what do you think?
I don't know. You know, I was going to reject it out of hand, but it's kind of intriguing. Yeah, it's possible.
I would
especially if Miz wins.
I was going to say, I'll
give him some kind of reward.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, if he wins, possibly. But I still don't know about Breeze. Really? Well, I mean, he's got that damn horrible finisher.
Oh, it's already more intricate than no shit or bullshit last week. So props to you for bringing some good ones.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, he said, you know, never mind. Anyway.
I like how he came to his defense. I know, that's so right? Sweet. Y'all are attacking now.
Got me distracted.
Fact.
Someone was defending me. God.
Oh, God, like I haven't been for the last 6 months. What an ingrate.
I know, right? He completely no-sold you.
He did no-sold you, Rocky. Just like Dan no-sold me last week.
I wonder why.
No.
And I love how you played it off and said, no, it wasn't me, and I got blamed for it.
I had no idea what you were talking about until I heard it, and I was like, oh, shit. Anyway.
I am not a rapist.
Now that no one knows what you're talking about. No, not Tyler Breeze. Somebody else maybe, but not Tyler Breeze. Moving on. Let's go. Next one.
Oh, hold on. Can I just say one thing? Yeah, I'm the only person to ever drop an F-bomb on that show, and I literally cannot be blamed for doing so. Thanks.
Okay. Moving on.
The only person? Please.
No, people that did it on purpose did, but I did not do it on purpose.
This is not the All Week in Review wrap-up. Let's go. Wayne.
AllWrestling.com. All right.
Wayne, next one.
I'm waiting. Right. With the future still uncertain, TNA is likely to be cutting together a few episodes of Impact that would act as a special clip show featuring footage I've already shot from past shows. This is both to save money and fill gaps in programming until the new TV deal is signed.
Yeah, I heard that. People were saying that this Legends thing that they announced as a new television show is what they're doing is recording a bunch of stuff from the past. That way... in the meantime, in case they do move to another network and they're trying to get all the stuff in order, they've got that content to air. Or it's if they're off television for any bit of time while they're trying to figure out stuff, they've got new content to present to challenge TV.
Well, I mean, they're already filming in Philadelphia, so they're going to have that stuff.
Huh?
They're filming in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's just...
They're Bethlehem.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
It's to get them through the end of the current agreement with Spike.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, sorry, Devil Vamp just doesn't like the name of that city.
Evidently, I don't.
No, it won't get them to the end of their current agreement with Spike. It'll get them through right before, and they've already announced that they've booked shows for the place they just left, the Manhattan Center, that they're going to start recording that should carry them through the first 2 months or so in the new year.
I will say this. I have a buddy of mine that works in the audio and lighting industry, and they did cancel his contract. So I don't
know. TNA did?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
He verbally told me that, so it's definitely confirmed. It's 100% confirmed.
Which company did he work for?
He works for himself. He's an independent contractor, which is most of the guys who does their own audio and lighting work for themselves. So, for what a grain of salt, you know what I mean?
Whatever. TNA's dying. TNA's dying. TNA's dying.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say it. It's a conversation I had earlier, dude. I'm
sure. I didn't say that. He didn't say that.
He was reading off Wayne's show notes. That's the next story we're going to talk about.
He knows the podcasts that I record, and he said, "Hey, just let you know. Remember, I used to work for TNA," and I said, "Yes." He said, "I got another contract for them, but they canceled me." And I said, "Okay, cool. I'll pass it on." He said, "Okay, that's it."
"I'm sorry. That sucks."
Yeah, it does suck. I mean, he doesn't have a contract now, so now he's going to play Destiny. So there you go. Wayne, next one.
It's not much.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead, Rocky.
I just wanted to comment on that, repackaging the old contents thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant move because look how well it's working for WWE. They've got these retrospectives on wrestlers. They got the Monday Night War, and they're very well received, very well done, and really cheap to produce because you're just, you know, repackaging stuff you've already got. I think it's a great move.
It is a good move. Love you, Ronan. Go ahead, Wayne.
Not much to talk about this one, but I'll throw it out there anyway. There's a rumor going around that Luke Harper has an eye injury, though it's not believed to be serious and miss any time. He may already be working through it. So just a little interesting one there.
Next. He wrestled on Monday.
Yeah.
No, did you see the pictures with him in the eye patch?
No.
Yeah.
Is it pretty serious? Look, does it look pretty serious? I mean,
it's an eye patch. Okay. Eye patches don't look good.
Moving on, Wayne.
I knew someone was going to do a pirate noise.
Go.
It appears as though Sami Zayn and Tyler Breeze will be working main roster WWE shows through October, and Adrian Neville will be working shows even longer than that.
Adrian Neville already showed up to a main roster dark match.
I was going to say, I'm guessing that's probably dark shows what they mean.
Yeah.
He already debuted on Raw.
I believe they just worked the dark match tonight before SmackDown.
They did. They worked it last week, Katie. They worked it after NXT TakeOver. They were already booked on the Raw dark matches, yes.
Do you think there's anything to take from that like Adrian Neville will be working longer other two?
Yeah, they're done.
Or do you think that's just availability?
Sami Zayn was booked for TNA this NXT this week. What the fuck do I always do that? NXT this week. I see him coming out and saying goodbye to NXT this week. I really do. You don't think
just
so?
Because they're just with the main roster, but that doesn't mean they're going to debut or be on TV. It's the very same thing that Dean Ambrose did months before he debuted with the main roster. Not even actually just Dean Ambrose. It's just what they do before they come on fully with the main roster. They tour, they do the dark matches, and then somehow within 6 to 9 months, and then maybe that's a little bit on the longer side, then they'll actually debut. But it's actually getting them on the road and
getting them used to the schedule and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. I get that. But I'm just saying, Sami Zayn is not going to He's not getting the title. So Adrian Neville will stay on NXT. Sami Zayn is moving up. I don't know about Tyler Breeze, but Sami Zayn is gone. He's going to be gone.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm saying yes. DRG and Heavyset are saying no. Katie, Chevy?
I don't know.
Katie doesn't know. Chevy?
I think we'll see Sami Zayn by the end of the year.
Yep. Rocky Mountain High?
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Thank you. Wayne, moving on.
Let's wait a minute. Let's go forward in this. When do you say he's going to debut by? And do you want to put another shirt on the line?
I really want a Seth Rollins shirt.
That thing is ugly.
Debut. Hey.
Exactly.
Hey.
It looks just as bad as the old Cody Rhodes.
It's
shirt.
Just his initials, SR. Big deal.
Hey, fuck off. I'm not dogging your appearance, okay?
That's not a way to talk to a lady, D.
Fuck you too, Wayne. You're a lady. Fuck you too.
The first
fuck it.
Lady.
I'm in the lead with points. Okay?
Yeah, she's the lead with points. Fuck her. She knows more than we do.
So, are you going to put your money where your mouth is?
I am. I always do. Bet. Hey, shut the fuck up. I always do.
No.
Unlike Chevy.
Is the deadline.
Yes,
and
I will
not accept by the end of the year. Because if you're saying
NXT,
it would need
that.
To be within a
month. I agree with Chevy that it will be by the end of the year. But I agree. I think it's going to be sooner than that.
October?
Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble's next year, buddy.
Is it really? Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
fuck, I forgot it's in January.
What the hell? I forgot
it was in January.
Really?
Calm down. It's close.
Really?
Calm down.
Yes. I haven't got stupid comment of the week.
Yes, you still do. You just said it. Calm down.
High for the win.
Yes, calm down. I forgot it was January. I thought it was November. I forgot it was
November.
I thought it was November. Katie, don't make me kick a female off my podcast.
Hey, so all right, October or November? Survivor Series.
Damn it.
Do you say that he debuts before?
That's a
Survivor
really
Series?
Good.
And it's not the being on TV like me and DRG have the back and forth.
Yeah.
It needs to actually like basically like boom, he like, is boom, now part of the main roster. Like, kind of like
with theme and everything. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Well, like what? Debut,
yes, like, I understand what the fuck you guys are talking about. Give me a second.
Well, I'm not sure. You thought Royal Rumble was in, you know, this year.
Yeah, it basically means like Sami Zayn
15 days.
Premieres by the Raw after Hell in a Cell, yeah, or sooner.
I know. I'm going to say Heavyset, give me a week. Give me a week.
He'll debut before next.
I want to. I will give you an answer by next week. I want to see what he. I want to see what he says on NXT first.
Okay.
So give me a week and bring it up Adrian next. Bring it up next week, and I will. Yes, I will bet you next week. Hell or high water. Wayne, shut the fuck up. Hell or high water. I will bet you next week.
Okay.
You saying he's going to fight Adrian Neville next week, Wayne? Or this week?
He's going to start feuding with him.
Yeah, because Adrian Neville did the little almost heel turn at NXT TakeOver.
I know. I just. He's done with NXT. He's ready to go. All right. Wayne, moving on. Next one. Last one.
Oh, no. Come on. Go quicker. I've done all these. Two more. And then you let me down.
Oh, my God. You're such a whinger. Two more.
All right. I won't do that one. It's a shit.
I know, right? It's not.
All right, I'm doing it. Right, it's not clear if he's booked for the show right now, but it's at least been said that Jeff Hardy's available to work Bound for Glory.
Nobody cares.
Yep. No, I guarantee that a bunch of people care.
I'd rather see Willow.
He was actually at a house show the other day. Willow came out at a house appearance the other day after he competed as Jeff Hardy, but Jeff Hardy is. The reason why he couldn't go to the UK is not because his passport doesn't allow him to travel, period. It's because the UK does not take felons of U.S. descent or any other country descent into their country off of their passport.
Does Japan have the same
rule? Not. That's what's being reported, is that they don't have the same policy. So he has the ability to travel, which means that the final match, if this extension with Bully Ray for however many days comes through, the final match in the tag series could actually take place at Bound for Glory.
I mean, just look at Japan's culture compared to UK's culture.
MVP wrestled for New Japan, and he kidnapped people.
You're allowed to buy dirty, used underwear in Japan out of a fucking...
That's where I was about to go. Out of a fucking stuff you get.
Out of a machine. Out of a vending machine.
Kata, I love you.
Katie, I'm sorry.
How many did you buy, double?
None. I've never been to Japan. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wayne.
All right, now that comment is killed, what else do you got, Wayne?
Yeah.
All right, apparently Turner has booked the Manhattan Center for 3 dates in January, something done independent of Spike.
So I broke your news first.
Okay, what's it? Okay, explain.
Explain, Wayne.
No, DRG, explain. You said you broke it first. Explain.
No, it's in the comments that we were just talking about. I said they also booked dates in January for the Manhattan Center.
So why would they book? Why would they book dates without Spike?
Because people are putting emphasis on them not having a television deal, with the thought of not including the fact that they have global obligations to provide original content, or the fact that they might have the rumors that have been going around now are, besides this Velocity thing from Discovery, WGN has been interested. Wow. I've heard a couple of other names, but none of them are really big noisemakers at the moment. So more talks being made about WGN than anything else.
WGN would put them almost in every single market.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is no one has ruled out Spike at the moment either.
DRG is like, yeah, motherfucker, that's right.
No, it's not that. It's this. I got into a conversation with some guy earlier because I
who's the guy? Who's the guy?
It's a guy who works for a TNA Asylum. Oh. And there's only two reputable news sources for TNA that I go to. It's Talk TNA Podcast with David Gilbert, and it's TNA Asylum with Talent, because they actually research and fact check the stuff that they print. And he was, what is the best way to say it? I made a comment that people have been making these TNAs dying for ever and a day now.
You think?
And he was saying, no, they hadn't done it. It's just because now, and anybody who's said it before was ignorant and they didn't have a shred of credibility. I was like,
No, back in 2003 or 4, whenever I was a fan, you had people on the internet that were telling you that the pay-per-view model was going to crumble and that they couldn't survive. Lo and behold, they get on Fox Sports. Oh, well, Fox Sports is limited. They can't get them to the bigger markets. Lo and behold, they come to Spike. Mm-hmm. Every time that the Spike contract comes up for negotiation, well, they're not going to be able to renew. Last contract, and they had just had massive streamlining layoffs. The ratings were down. They had all these issues that were going on. Not only did they get a new contract, but they got the raise in rates that they were getting for original content. They're the people that have worked with them at Spike, like TNA. They're doing their best to try to work negotiations in. And just like I made my bold prediction that TNA will have another hour of content, a lot of the rumors and things that aren't proven that are floating around is that TNA is vying for another hour of content. There was an article that came out that JR put out on Twitter and a bunch of other people that was published by Grantland today. And if you get a chance, go look it up. It is a really good in-depth article that looked at the ideas of Global Force Wrestling and TNA and a number two and everything else. It's a really excellent article. But my point with this conversation that I was having with him is that I have seen this stuff before, so I don't hit the panic button every time that somebody says something. The only reason why this hysteria has come about this go-round as opposed to the last several times is because TMZ broke the news first.
And that was the DSJMB, JS, DSJMP, TNA.
Right.
Well, because no, because it's DSJMP, DRG, TNA podcast.
Thank you very much.
Drunken Scottish Jewish Ninja Pirate, Dark Side Ron Garvin.
Okay, done deal. Wayne, is that it? We're done, right?
One more.
Okay.
If DRG don't rip the arse out of it. It's still being, I'll combine these two, so make one. It's still being said that the winner of the Brock Lesnar-John Cena match at Night of Champions is not finalised, and it could be very well a last-minute decision. Cena winning the title back is still on the table. Continuing on this track, it appears as though the decision in the Lesnar-Cena match will affect other wrestlers. If Lesnar win, the rumoured Big Show programme would move forward. If Cena wins, Big Show would then move on to a programme with Bray Wyatt.
To tell me that the biggest match on the card is going to affect the other wrestlers? What a rumor.
Don't you say.
Okay. It's worse than a tag match.
Don't pick it like that. Go with what they're saying. So what would you prefer to see? We'll leave because we all think that Lesnar is going to win.
All of us is thinking Lesnar's going to win.
So, I'm praying at this point. I'm praying that Lesnar wins.
Better pray harder.
So you want Big Show Lesnar coming up, or would you prefer Big Show Bray Wyatt?
He didn't say that.
No, I would take Big Show Lesnar over Big Show Bray. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, I would agree with DRG. Chevy?
I just want to see Big Show Lesnar because I want to see Lesnar defending the title in every pay-per-view.
Okay. Katie, the First Lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Big Show and Lesnar. Maybe they'll break another ring again.
Okay. Heavy Set.
He thinks I'm still talking.
Put him to sleep.
Oh, nope. Sorry, I was like everyone else and I was on mute. I'm pretty sure I had a little email with another podcast about possible opponents for Brock Lesnar, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned Big Show.
Alright, Wayne is a baker. What do you think? We haven't heard much from you from your water cooler this week.
I was going to say, I just present the goods for you lot to masturbate over. No, I'd probably go...
Jesus Christ, Wayne. Like a whore spreading her legs in front of a bunch of bachelors.
I'm sorry, RMH.
I wouldn't mind the old rumor that was bantering around a few weeks ago that Batista comes back for a retirement match for the title, and that'd be his last match for Lesnar. I think that'd be a good one to put Lesnar over. I think that'd be better in Big Show.
You want
to
see Batista?
For one last match, yeah.
Not gonna happen. Rocky Mountain High.
No, I think Big Slow would be good. You almost need one of these giants. You know, you got to have Mark Henry or somebody up hand.
All right. Rocky Man High, coming from the glass bottle in his drawer. Comment from the Nets this week, Twitter. Pretty Than Glasses at PRETTYTHAN.
It's called Pretty Fangs.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, Pretty Thang. I'm sorry. I should be more up on my country. Pretty Thang.
Way to go, Wayne.
Have Wayne, Pretty have Wayne read it.
Okay. All right. All right, DRG. PRETTYTHANGSSS.
Massachusetts.
Caddy Sparks. Caddy Sparks. Caddy Sparks. CAITYPSPARKY. Sorry, Sparky.
Oh, I was going to say, I love that Miss New Booty song.
Alexis B-I-R. Alexis B-R. Or Alexis okay. Burr.
Burr.
Beer. Beer. Alexis Beer. A-L-E-X-I-S-B-I-R. WB Raw 2K14 followed us. WB Raw 2K14. Wrestling Talk SH followed us. That's wrestling. If you don't know how to spell wrestling, I don't know why you're listening to this. Talk T A L K S H. Just saying. Barry's Tickets. Barry's Tickets. Come and get a Barry's Tickets. Barry's Tickets is following us. BARRYSTICKETS. And then last but not least, M Gaming. But it's MGAM1NG. M Gaming.
Because they're a hacker.
Because they're a hacker, exactly.
I'm pretty sure you're missing one account.
Hey, Smokey!
We haven't. I haven't. I'm not up to 100% heavy set.
Well, because there was an account that followed you, and I believe it was at NFL Easy Picks.
There is, but I'm gonna get to them eventually. I'm slowly going through our account. Relax.
Oh, you only do like so many at a time.
Yes, I don't do. If I did all of them, it'd be 30. Can't
what
do 30.
DRG. _WIR.
I haven't got to him yet, fuckers. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so moving on. Hey, shut up, Wayne. I've been dealing with you all fucking day. That's why I'm grouchy.
Is it that time of the month? Katie, do you have any hygiene?
Do you have emails?
Do you have any hygiene products you can borrow?
God, I'm gonna fucking
I don't have
you
any
off.
Mild.
I'm
going to
slit all your fucking... I'm going to slit all your fucking... I know. All of this. All of this, Rocky, is getting cut. All of this is getting cut. All of it.
Love you, Rocky.
Thank you very much. Kata sent in an email this week. Wayne's not going to read it.
Hashtag never give up.
Because Kata... I'm glad Chevy's just fucking dropping bombs, you asshole. Because Kata sent in an MP3. Let's take a listen. I haven't listened to this yet. I just want you guys to know that up until like a week ago, this was Second Shift's music.
Yo, it's K-A-T-A. Kata! And I'm back for another week of fucktastic history for all of you slap nuts. So for this week's In Pro Wrestling History, I present you with the following. September 7th.
Did he get circumcised?
No, he hooked up the time machine to sound like me.
I'm pretty sure this is the best thing to ever happen to the show.
It's me, it's me.
This
it's
is the highlight.
C-A-T-A.
Thank you, Kata.
Can you play
we
the
literally had
song
to go to the
done.
Other side of the earth to get 10th, some quality 1961.
Content. Smoky Mountain Wrestling's head honcho and current king of Castle Cornet, Jim Cornette, was born in Louisville, Kentucky. September 17th, 1995. WCW held its annual wrestling show for...
WCW!
I love you, Kata.
I love you, Kata.
Raw 95 in Asheville, North Carolina. Woo! In the show's main event, Hulk Hogan and the team of Randy Savage, Lex Luger, and Sting defeated the Dungeon of Doom in a War Games match. Man, those Dungeon of Doom members sure did suck on Wayne's biscuits.
It's just like actually listening to DRG.
It is like listening to DRG.
September 17th, 2006. WWE held Unforgiven in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, home base of Live Audio Wrestling. In the main event, John Cena defeated Edge in a TLC match for the WWE Championship. LOL, never give up. And finally, September 19th, 1946.
Did he just say LOL?
Yeah, LOL, never give up.
He said LOL, never give up. LOL, never give up.
I'm in tears, buddy.
Gerald Briscoe was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner, that man has a family. Stop the damn match. Kill him.
What? What the hell did he just say?
He said that man has a family.
26. Gerald Briscoe was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner, that man has a family. Stop the damn match. Kill him.
Put Boomer Sooner at the beginning of the show, please.
Oh, and he spit all the music up too. Kata, that was fucking amazing. Thank you very much for brightening our days, because we've all been fighting all today.
No, I blame G Plus and Google for everything that has caused all of our problems so far, and Kata just washed them all away.
Oh, my face, my face fucking hurts from that. Oh my god, my face hurts from that shit.
I literally have tears on my cheeks. Oh.
Me too. That was so awesome.
So funny.
I won't ask which cheeks, DRG.
But I'm done.
He's just sending an email every week like that now.
No, do not send that every week, Kata. Do not send that every week. Oh, my God. Do not send it every week.
What's that theme music?
That was, Wayne, what was that theme music, Wayne?
That was shit theme music.
Tell us what it is. Thank you, Chelsea Dagger.
It's the theme song fight music for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Moving on. Best of the week, Chevy.
My best of the week is the movement that happened at NXT TakeOver 2. All of the titles ended up at least switched from heel to face or face to heel, even if they didn't change actual wrestler hands. Charlotte switching to face, it looks like, means that she's closer to being called up, because she's ultimately going to get called up as a face, because if she's with Ric Flair, they're going to get pops for the first month, no matter what they do. And at the same time, I think Adrian Neville, if he's turning heel, I think it'll help keep him interesting while he spends more time at NXT getting ready.
Okay. Katie, the first lady.
My best of the week is the final encounter with Brock, Cena, and Heyman on Raw. I thought it was great.
All right. DRG, best of the week.
Kata, making that email. No, I'm best of the week. NXT TakeOver did an excellent, excellent, excellent job of showcasing just how much talent they have on there. The unveiling of Kenta being a part of it moving forward, and the way that the Fatal Four-Way match had an ample amount of time to be awesome.
All right. Heavy set?
Roman Reigns, because I just love how great he is on the mic.
Oh, Roman Reigns. I promised people I wouldn't talk about
you. Did you try to say that?
No, you're lucky that I wasn't on the one episode where you talk shit about his mic skills, because you are so jaded.
Whatever. You say so.
Just remember this. Charisma isn't the same with every wrestler. Not every wrestler can have the same amount of charisma. There's sometimes a certain amount of charisma that actually fits who you are.
He has no charisma.
He has the charisma that fits him.
Boring. Boring charisma.
I do have to say, mm-hmm. I did love his look and like style he had when he punched Miz in the face in the ring on SmackDown that episode.
Because you're a fucking
And he just
mark.
Slumped back in the seat and laughed. I can see what Heavy means by that. His style isn't like jumping around, layering around on top ropes and stuff. His charisma is just this, you know, the laid back laugh, you know, arrogance, getting the crowd sort of with him.
The point was first made to me by it's the wrestler who's actually just talking about himself, and that's actually, it's going to go over your head, but not everybody's, Michael Elgin. Michael Elgin doesn't have the same amount of charisma as other wrestlers, but he has the charisma that just truly fits him, and he's doing like his character, not even just his character, his look and everything. He should have a certain amount of charisma, and he has it. And I think Roman Reigns is the same way. I'm not expecting a a Bret Hart or a Shawn Michaels to come out of this guy. But there's almost a Kevin Nash there, but maybe just a couple notches down. What's wrong with that?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
There's a difference between a person's natural charisma in themselves and charisma in a character that you're playing. And Roman Reigns has that personal charisma.
I don't see it. That's it. My opinion. I don't see it.
Well, it's fun. You don't have to. I'm just saying that's my perspective.
I just don't see it. I see him as fucking boring as hell. He uses the same shit he uses in S.H.I.E.L.D. And that was it. That's all you see. Again, I don't want to talk about Roman Reigns because all I do is shit on him. So I don't want to talk about anything that I want to shit on. Wayne's Baker. Go ahead.
I was going to go NXT TakeOver because there weren't a lot to do this week, but I'm going to stray off a bit and just go the relationship with Enzo and Big Cass for the simple fact that they prove that comedy characters can
work.
How
you doing?
It's just...
Honestly, how you doing, man?
I did love the hair cream or shaving foam, if you want to say, bit, because that just shows that light-hearted comedy don't have to be fucking Adam Rose or anything. That can be done, and you know, it was just funny, enjoyable.
We're gonna make you SAWFT soft.
How you doing? When is the baker baking up a fresh batch of chocolate chip cookies?
Fresh batch today. Y'all don't know.
Baking up a fresh batch of ginger snaps.
Right. Y'all don't know. Y'all better check out NXT. Fresh batch.
The best bit was when he was naming hair. The Big Cass was doing hairstyles. Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a bob.
How you do?
I'm gonna give you a shave hair. I'm gonna give you a bowl. I'm gonna give you a.
Bob.
So funny.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, Wayne. But apparently it fell flat.
Yeah,
I'm
it
sorry.
That's all right.
I was going for cookies that you baked.
Rocky Mountain High.
You're bad at comedy.
The NXT TakeOver 2 was the best of the week for me. The only, and it's ironic you're talking about commentary, because the only flaw I could find in it, and it wasn't that bad, was the commentary. It was like the only thing that wasn't a 10.
Don't tell me you're a Todd hater, right? I'm not a Todd hater.
Tenzai was the joke on the pre-show. Yeah. Oh, boy, was he lame. But the rest of it, I mean, that whole show, that was like the best WWE product I think I've seen since WrestleMania.
Where's my Paul Heyman scouting out talent? Where's my Paul Heyman? My Paul Heyman wasn't there this time. Not happy with that at all.
Rocky, I agree with you, because that was my one detraction from TakeOver, was the commentary team spent more time bickering amongst each other than anything else.
I thought I was listening to this podcast.
I will tell you this. I like TakeOver. I actually had to wait a couple of days to watch TakeOver, so I watched it. Nice, calm. But they didn't do a bunch of live, so I got a chance to sit down and really chill out and watch it. The Divas match wasn't what I thought it would have been. It wasn't as good as I was expecting. The Fatal 4-Way was way more than I expected. It was fantastic, the Fatal 4-Way. Just almost perfect. One of the best Fatal 4-Way matches I think I've ever seen. The tag team match was really good. I was genuinely shocked when they traded titles in the tag team match. And all the rest of the matches were okay. I mean, it was all right.
Did you mention the just one bit in the Bayley match with the camera shot when she was like, they were both staring at each other and getting up just before she hit the, what is it, natural selection?
Yeah, the natural selection. Yeah, I mean, that was good. This is my thing. Like, first of all, Charlotte keeps losing fabric on her outfits. Not that I don't mind, but I swear when she did a rollover at one point and she had her legs spread, I thought I was gonna see some vagina. I did, Katie. I'm not even kidding. Like, seriously, like she's got that skinny gap between her underwear and her vagina. I mean, that's the way it is. And I text Wayne, I was like, does she keep losing clothing? Because I thought I saw nipple on her bra too. And I was like, this chick keeps losing pieces of clothing. So again, not that I didn't mind. I don't mind. If girls want to wrestle naked, girls can wrestle naked. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
There used to be an actual organization that was all about that.
There is an actual organization that's all about that. It's still around.
I know the one that isn't, that was run by Carmen Electra.
Yeah. Just the one that you, anyway. Katie, Heavy and I are sorry, Katie.
At least someone does.
Yeah. So like, I really enjoy TakeOver. I just didn't think it was as good as TakeOver 1 in Arrival. That's all. That's all it was. I just think it was as good as. So I didn't mind the commentary. Yeah, they did bicker a lot, just like this podcast for some reason. I don't know why we're bickering tonight, but we are. And we're going to end it right there. That's what we're going to do. So, again, there's three different ways you can contact us. On Twitter, at DSJNPCOM, as DRG has told us. And Facebook.com/DSJNP. And then email, just like Kata did, and sometimes my brother does, and sometimes a bunch of other people do, too. DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Heavy Set, give us your Twitter, please, sir.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Wayne is Baker.
What?
Twitter.
Hey, I got ya. Sure. I know you're sitting there angry.
Sure you did.
You can find me on at Wayne's a Baker and at Second Shift Pod, which I'll be hosting again this week. So,
and
I'm unlucky.
And I will be on.
Oh,
Rocky.
Crickets again.
There you go.
I got to raise hell to LL then.
I know. Rocky Mountain High.
You can follow me at RMTNHIGH on Twitter.
Katie the First Lady.
Follow me at Katie First Lady, KATIE, the number one STLADY, and you'll hear my story next week.
Yes, you will.
JAFFJARE. Oh, my
God. And then we have the incomparable DRG finally on Twitter, guys.
Drum roll, please.
Please follow him.
Katie's story is going to be more interesting than mine. I'm stuck. I'm boring.
I don't know about that.
You can find me. I don't even know my handle because I just made it. It's like your telephone number. You know,
Mr.
DRG.
Mr. DRG.
Mr. DRG underscore WIR. I got to put over. Hold on. I hate to do this to you, but I got to put over Heavy Hitter. I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation on your podcast. I know you listen. Did a great job. But I also broke some news on his show. So if you listened and you heard already, but for the DSJNP people who didn't get to check it out, I got approached, or basically what had happened is there's these conference calls that TNA puts out on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly basis, whenever. And the guy who runs Talk TNA website, where I'm posting my articles and stuff at, he posted one, and I noticed that there were several open spots where questions should have been asked and they didn't get asked. So I asked him, how do you get a hold of these conference calls? You know, is it anybody, what's the format for getting on them? And he told me that if I would like, that I could represent Talk TNA Podcast to do so. So what I've always wanted to do is get into journalism and reporting type stuff. And this is kind of a chance for me to get to do that, to where I actually get to ask these questions that I have to the talent directly. So I'm very, very excited about that.
All right.
And there was bigger news with DRG. He finally got on Twitter after, how old are you, 42 or something? And you get on Twitter, and within like 3 days, he's got Michelle Obama retweeting him and God knows who. I mean, all these big shots. It's amazing.
I had, let's see, within the first 24 hours, I had something like, was it 200 tweets? I've had Rockstar Spud favorite me and retweet me. I've had EC3 retweet me and comment on some of my stuff. I've had Jesse Godders. I've had, who else did I get? Oh, I got there was a Q&A session with Manic TJ Perkins that was going on. And I sent him a tweet and said, hey, man, just so you know, you're my 4-year-old son's favorite wrestler. He goes, thanks,
man. Is
that
before or after he's been in the sex hut?
That was before. But
was that before or after Jesse Godders quit wrestling? Ba-dum-tsh.
No, that's Sorensen.
That's why I went ba-dum-tsh. Ba-dum-tsh. That's called a rim shot.
Yeah, but I guarantee you there's people listening that go, oh, yeah, that guy did quit because he had a
broken neck. Oh, my God. Can we please just...
Yeah, anyways, the point of what I was saying is I've been retweeted and commented on by several people, and that's actually a really, really cool thing to interact with talent like that.
Me too.
Yeah, no humble brags. We're good. Yeah. Anyway.
Basically, me and Katie are the two out of this that actually get mentioned.
Yes.
What? Bullshit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. We're done for this week. Have a great week. Hope you guys enjoy Night of Champions. I know not many people will. We are leaving with Exodus once again. Check the link below. I finally got a link to his iTunes and anything else. Please, guys, he has great fucking music. You're going to love this tune this week. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great week. Light.
tightrope. Trust fall for the God I know. My hands, they tremble, they shake. I can't carry this weight. The burden's piling so high. It must be all my mistakes. My heart, I've made it so gross. Still, you managed to stay. You say that narrow's the road. I'ma start walking that way. Arms outstretched, trees like palms. Hands are free, see my palms. I'm the King David, you read in Psalms. Seek God out as I sing my songs. Explode on the track, cause the beat's so bomb. So when it knows that the road's so long. Chains on wrist, yes, we got bond. Pains of sin, but we got God. Go with the world like teachers chalk. Time to turn back like preachers talk. Repentance, I see you, Paul. Itching for the word like fleas on dogs. Created a gap, storing them all. It's more than rap, restore all. Give you everything with my two front paws. Heart attached to my open jaw. Go! My hands, they tremble, they shake. I can't carry this weight. The burden's piling so high. It must be all my mistakes. My heart, I've made it so gross. Still, you managed to stay. You say that narrow's the road. I'ma start walking that way. Oh, in this pain and fear, I lie. I feel like I'm a lonely peasant in a queen-sized bed. Unpleasant thoughts running through my head. Must be a curse for the things I did. Have you hung on every single little word I said? Should've cling to every single little word I read. And I wouldn't be single with all the stress. What you do and don't do got consequence. Hindsight's clear and it all makes sense. Oh, and I'm through running away. Hey, hey. I feel like my hands, they tremble, they shake. I can't carry this weight. The burden's piling so high. It must be all my mistakes. My heart, I've made it so gross. Still, you managed to stay. You say that narrow's the road. I'ma start walking that way. We should have a bond like a tight-knit crew. I'm the dude in the boy band left the group. Couldn't tell you to your face, so I texted you. Tried to do it on my own, but I couldn't produce. Got scared like nightmares, wishing I would wake up. Looking kinda pale like a girl with no makeup. Conflict with sin, and I'm ready for the breakup. I'm gone forever, don't expect makeup. Give me the green, no red light. Can't hear God, no prayer life. World's darkness, we're rare light. Breathe God in, it's airtight. Whore of Gomorrah, bottom of Sodom. My heart is entangled in all these problems. Find the key, Lord, and unlock this. And unleash the beast like the Loch Ness. My hands, they tremble, they shake. I can't carry this weight. The burden's piling so high. Must be all my mistakes. My heart, I've made it so gross. Still, you managed to stay. You say that narrow's the road. I'ma start walking that way.